This is Looking Up in Southern Colorado from the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society. I'm Hal Bidlack, and there are a lot of reasons to look up. There's a very bright star in the southern Colorado skies right now that you may have visited or read about, at least in science fiction stories, the star Vega. Vega has been visited by Captain Kirk in Star Trek, and most famously is the location of an ancient civilization's transportation hub in the book and the movie Contact. And if you were driving cars in the 1970s, you may have driven a Vega, as Chevrolet put out a pretty mediocre car by that name. But there's nothing mediocre about the star Vega itself. Vega shines with a brilliant blue-white light. Vega is the third brightest star visible to us in the northern hemisphere. You'll find Vega rising in the east shortly after sunset. It'll be the brightest thing in the eastern sky. Vega comes in at just under 3 times bigger than our own sun, but it burns much hotter, with a surface temperature of 18,000 degrees compared to our sun's more chilly 10,000 degrees. Vega is a young star, only about 350 million years old, compared to our sun at 4.5 billion years old. Observations of Vega have shown that it appears to be surrounded by a vast disk of dust. It is in these so-called accretion disks that gravity, pulling slowly on uncounted trillions upon trillions of particles, slowly forms planets. There's evidence to suggest that Vega may already have a planet the size of Jupiter and perhaps smaller rocky inner planets the size of Earth as well. Vega appears so bright in our sky partly because it's a pretty bright star and partly because it's fairly close to Earth at only 25 light years away. And because the Earth is wobbling slowly, like a spinning top wobbling as it slows down, in about 12,000 years, Earth's North Pole will eventually point at Vega, and then it will be our new North Star for about 12,000 years before the Earth wobbles back to Polaris. If you'd like to take a closer look at Vega or any of the other wonderful and amazing things in our sky, please visit krcc.org or csastro.org for a link to information about our monthly meetings and our free public star parties. This is Hal Bidlack for the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society, telling you to keep looking up, Southern Colorado.